This is Ozarks at Large with me on the phone from his second home office. We're going to call this, what would it be, Tilly's office east in Lamar, Arkansas, is Michael Tilly. Lamar's east of Fort Smith, right?
Yeah, you could hear Johnson County, God's chosen county, I say.
Well, I'm glad you could still join us. Let's talk first about capital improvements, the city of Fort Smith, budgets in a year of COVID. It can make for some interesting discussion, can it not?
Yep. You know, yes, it always. When you're talking about $133 million over a five-year period for capital improvements, it always leads because everyone has their pet project they want to happen. Of course, this year the budget for 2021, the upcoming year, is a $38 million capital improvement budget. Most of those, of course, a lot of that is on roads, overlay, and this year that, believe it or not, that was not that big of a discussion. In years past, it's been, I wouldn't say heated, but it certainly always has been pointed where, you know, we've got a certain road overlay in this neighborhood, but why not this neighborhood? This year, you know, they seem to be in agreement. And if you look at the map, and it's hard to explain, of course, visually over radio, but they are hitting some areas like on the north side of town that probably need it. The other thing that they're doing, I think, that's interesting is they've taken some of the recommendations. We've talked before about the downtown truck study in terms of truck routes and truck traffic. They're going to spend some money on that. There's like a $100,000 signal modification there at 5th Street and Garrison. There will be three other intersections that are going to have some traffic signal work, and that's going to be about $750,000. So I say I'm surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised because there's been such a, you know, emphasis, I should say, on doing something based on that report. Too often in Fort Smith's history, there'll be a report pulled together and nothing happens from it. But
all right, this has not been a stellar month for fans of debates. We've already lost one presidential debate. Now we're not going to have a debate between those who support and those who oppose the extension of a UAFS tax. First, let's talk about the tax. This is something that's been on the books for a while. I think, really, technically, the entire history of University of Arkansas Fort Smith, right?
Yes. When the university, when West Ark College joined the University of Arkansas system, there was a need. There had been a Sebastian County sales tax that had supported West Ark College. So part of the agreement was for that quarter-cent sales tax to also continue. And so voters approved that, and it went into effect January 1st, 2002, which was the same day the school became the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. And it was set up to help fund the transition and growth of the university. And it had a 20-year sunset on it. So here we are. So January 1st, 2022, it will sunset. A recent Arkansas law gave a university the authority to extend that for another 10 years because it was set just to be a 20-year tax. So that's underway. The Friends of UAFS, they've raised over, as of their most recent report, it was around $106,000 to lobby for the tax. And it's, Kyle, it's your typical, it's your community leadership. It's Judy McReynolds, who's head of ArcBest, mm-hmm. is there, the Fort Smith Chamber's behind it, First National Bank of Fort Smith's behind it. The business community is all for the tax, but there is a group, Citizens Against Unfair Taxes, led by Joey McCutcheon, who've opposed it. They've not filed a recent financial filing, so I don't know how much they've raised to oppose it. But they requested a debate, and the Friends of UAFS declined to debate that issue. Those opposed to the tax essentially say, look, and rightfully so, that no other university has a countywide tax supporting it. That initial 20-year tax was to help it transition. It's done that. The tax should go away, and the university should be funded the same as any other university. Those for the tax say, we understand that, but the $6 million a year, roughly $6 million a year generates, has allowed the university to be aggressive in its expansion, allowed the university to keep tuition rates low, has allowed the university to respond better to the needs of the community, especially like business and workforce training needs. So their argument is, yeah, we may be the only one doing it, but that essentially gives the university an advantage. So those are the two arguments, but you won't hear those arguments in a debate.
Any official statement from an official spokesperson for the Friends of UFS why they would care not to debate?
Yeah, they declined, essentially said that the merits, and I'm paraphrasing, but to the merits of the tax, their argument for what it's done for the university standalone, and you know, there's no reason for a debate. They essentially said, look, the literature we have, the language we've put out supporting the debate stands by itself.
And there is now an official change for an elementary school in Fort Smith, and they don't have to really change that many letters on the side of the walls. It's going from Pike to Park. Albert Pike Elementary is now officially Park.
Yeah. Three letters and you're good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. After several months, the Fort Smith School Board essentially just kind of ripped the Band-Aid off and decided they voted 6-1 to rename Albert Pike Elementary Park Elementary School. And that'll begin next year, the next school year. Board member Wade Gilkey was the only one who voted against it. And he voted against it because he wanted to be the Ray Baker Elementary School, named after former mayor, late Ray Baker. Of course, just by way of reminder, this all started back. There's a recruitment committee formed at the school looking at what the school could do to better recruit faculty, have a better overall image. And one of the things they brought up was Albert Pike Elementary. And after some research, they found that Mr. Pike, who was a Confederate general, had some pretty interesting things to say about blacks in the state of Arkansas. Essentially, they needed to all be expelled from the state of Arkansas, and that the white race was the only true race and the only true race fit to govern. That was Albert Pike. And so, obviously, several folks decided that that should not be on the name of an elementary school, and that committee recommended the change to the board. Now, the board did do a survey. It was interesting. Park was not among the more popular. The Ray Baker received a lot of responses. Of course, Pike, there were some that wanted to keep it Pike. There's some wanted to name it Bass Reeves after the deputy U.S. Marshal. Park went out, I think, in large part, Kyle, because it's the intersection Albert Pike and Park Avenue. So it keeps a geographic link with the school. And hey, like you said, you only have to replace three letters.
Finally, any idea what voters in Fort Smith would do if SEC officials were on the ballot in November?
Can you burn the ballot?
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics, usually in Fort Smith, this time in Lamar in Johnson County. Michael, we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Go Warriors and go Hogs.